Well, good morning, everyone. It's great to be with you again. I met many of
his house was totally dark. The dark was over there. Thank you.
hereditary diseases. I think it was probably rheumatoid arthritis, because my grandmother had it, my mother had it, and we were just wondering whether there was any evidence. And I said to her, have you ever had any symptoms? And she looked at me with a strange look, and she said, well, how could I? But you know, I had just said that because for me, she was part of the family. Unthinkingly, that it was possible that she might have inherited. And that's the glory of being adopted into God's family. And when you look at how it was viewed in New Testament times, it was an official act of a father who bestowed upon a child full status of adulthood, full status. It meant that person who had been out with the family, so to speak, was now able to benefit from all the blessings and all the status of being in the family. So this passage tells us, not only has God chosen us, he has adopted us and he has accepted us. We read in verse 6, we talk about the grace and favour that's been poured upon us. The grace and favour that's been poured upon us. I think there's a wonderful example of that when you read the book of Philemon. Because there's Onesimus, he's a runaway slave. He's probably been involved in theft. So he runs away, he meets Paul, he comes to Christ, and he's anxious to be reunited with his old master. And you'll perhaps remember that Paul writes to Onesimus saying, yes, okay, at one point Onesimus was, his name really means useless. But Paul is saying, now he'll be useful. Once, in a sense, he was a bondsman. And now, says Paul, he's your brother. How wonderful that God, when we put our faith and trust in him, has accepted us. I read in the newspaper some time ago, it was headed Error of the Week. A motorist who was 6 hours past the end stopped himself and didn't notice that he had not covered his mind. This particular person had stopped and had just stood. He didn't realize until he got caught in the police and before that time.
Thank you. So she sends her assistant, and she says to her mother, we haven't talked for 13 years. But I'm not sure I'm going to live this long, and I just thought that we should speak with the mother. But then all of a sudden, she sat up, and she said, but if I recover, things still stay the same. Well, then that's not really forgiveness, is it? Forgiveness is an interesting or a difficult concept, but the Bible is very clear that when we ask God to forgive us, it's complete and final. I don't know if any of you have heard of George Dempster. His books are long out of print. Finding Men for Christ was, I guess, a Christian bestseller many, many years ago. He was an Anglican minister working in London, and a mixture of social work and evangelism. People contacted him about members of his family who had left home seeking their fortune in London but fallen by the wayside. And George Dempster spent his life trying to find some of his family members. And there's a very telling little anecdote, a true story, about a Scotsman who came to Christ and was absolutely maddening in anguish in the thought of the